Our next item is conditional use number 1936, Chester Townsend IV.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this conditional use application, I'd like to make a motion. And I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1936 for Chester Townsend IV for a food vendor in an AR1 agricultural residential district. This recommendation is based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, this project is located on Route 26, which is appropriate for a small takeout food vendor of the type that proposed by the applicant. Two, it is in the vicinity of other business uses in the area, including landscaping, restaurant, equipment sales, daycares, and similar businesses. Three, the use will be limited to take out seafood. The applicant is a local commercial fisherman, and this proposed use is an extension of his commercial fishing operation. Four, this is the fourth summer season that the applicant has conducted business in the area. They originally set up a commercial site near Vines Creek Bridge and desire to relocate their business onto the property owned by them that is the subject of this application. This recommendation will be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment for the use of the mobile home type trailer for the business purposes. This recommendation will allow the applicant to continue his local business with conditions and stipulations regulating that use so that it does not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties, the community, or the area roadways. This recommendation is subject to these following conditions: that A, the use shall be limited to a takeout style seafood vendor. Other than the few picnic tables that currently exist on the site, no additional seating shall be installed for food service. The existing picnic tables shall be shown on the final site plan. B, the use shall be seasonal, operating from April 1 through November 1, with the hours of operation, which were stated by the applicant, of Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. C, there shall only be one lighted sign on the site. That sign is not to exceed 32 square feet in size. This limitation on the number of signs includes a prohibition against sign cutouts, pictures, or replicas of various types of seafood, including lobsters, crabs, shrimp, etc. No feather flags or freestanding signs of any shape or size shall be permitted. The location of the permitted 32-square-foot sign shall be shown on the final site plan for the property. D, the entrance shall be approved by DelDOT and noted and depicted on the final site plan. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. There shall be no parking in the front yard setback. The designated parking area shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. G, this recommendation is contingent upon the Sussex County Board of Adjustment approving the mobile home type structure for the business. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1936, Chester Townsend IV, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next